Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around the world?
That's right. This is G Money, and we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So welcome to Gregory's Stories. This is our radio show that is broadcasting on 7 continents worldwide. So you can tell everybody to tune in to the radio show to listen to what we're putting down now. That's right. It's showtime in Las Vegas and in Oakland and in Los Angeles, California. Yes, we are broadcasting worldwide on our radio show. So I want to welcome you to Gregory's Story, as I am G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm the host of today's show. Now, first thing I want to say is G Money's running for president in 2020. Yes, he's running as an independent candidate for the election of the president of the United States. He's running for election in 2020. And we want everybody from the United States to vote for him. And they can donate money to his campaign fund, G Money for President in 2020.com. That's right. That's his campaign fund account. So you can donate money to his election. And also, you can pull up Storytime with GMoney.com. And you can buy some of the comedy albums, and that'll go towards his campaign fund. And also, you can buy products from G Money Store. We have about 200 products that you can buy for your house or for your office or for your business or for your school. Any kind of business can use any of the products that we have in the store. So just pull up Storytime with GMoney.com and you can see a list of the items that's available for sale. And also, if you pull up Storytime with GMoney.com, you can register as a fan club member. That's right. You can be a G Money fan club member. And all you have to do is pull up the website and the first page under the registration form is the registration for the fan club. It's the membership registration account that you can register as a fan club member for G Money's fan club. All right. And again, G Money is running for president of the United States of America in the election of 2020. That's right, 2020, G Money is running for president. So we need everybody to pull up the website, storytimewithgmoney.com, and buy some of the comedy albums that he has for sale, because G Money, the pimp comic, is donating money to G Money's campaign fund. So, yes, buy plenty of the comedy albums, because they're available right now for you to listen and to be acquainted with the story that he tells on the comedy album. So, pull up Storytime with GMoney.com and pick some of the comedy albums for your listening pleasure. And also, you can go to G Money Store and you can pick any of the products out of 200 products in the store, and you can pick up the products with G, with the $3 sign, which is G Money's brand. That's G Money symbol for G Money. And you can use the campaign, the money will be used for G Money's campaign running for president of the United States of America. We got to do something with Donald Trump. So I'm running as an independent candidate. G Money for president. Okay, tell all your friends and anybody that's 18 years or older that can vote. Tell them to vote for G Money for president. We got all the way until November 2020 to vote for the presidency. So tell everybody, spread the word, and tell everybody about our radio show so they can listen to some stories on Gregory's Story. Yes, this is a talk radio program where we're telling stories and we're playing good music. And we got commercials, and oh, yeah, we talk sports on the radio show. All right. Well, let's see. What's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's about 80 degrees. The sun is out, and skies are blue and shiny, and it's no wind blowing. The weather is beautiful. It's calm and cool and collective. And it's just a small breeze, like about 5 miles an hour, a breeze. I just felt the breeze. And that's why I'm saying it's a small breeze. But it's sunny and bright out here, and it's beautiful in Las Vegas. And I'm telling everybody, you need to make reservations to come to Vegas to spend your summer vacation in Las Vegas. Because everybody should be in Vegas, because then Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. So, now that I told you the weather, and I suggested that you make plans to come here for the holidays and for the vacation season, because school is going to be out. Everybody graduated last weekend. So you can bring the family to Las Vegas and enjoy this beautiful weather. And today is Memorial Day. So we're going to celebrate Memorial Day by telling a story about a couple of my friends that are deceased, but I want to remember them, remember the memorial of a couple of my friends. But before we do that, let's talk sports. Well, we've finished the Western Conference Championship, and Milwaukee was the favorite, the Milwaukee Bucks. But it seems as though they ran into some formidable competition in the Toronto Raptors. Now, I didn't think the Raptors were going to be a good team to play against the Milwaukee Bucks, because Milwaukee just walked over the Boston Celtics. And Toronto had a problem getting by Philadelphia 76ers. So now Toronto is in the championship for the Eastern Conference. But they played against the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Bucks won the first two games of the series. And then Toronto came roaring back and won four in a row. It was a six-game series, and Toronto won the series. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. It was 2-2 going into Friday's game. That's Friday the 24th. And Sunday, they played another game, and Toronto won Friday, so they went up 2-3, and then they won on Sunday. So they won 4 out of the 6 games, and they won the series on Sunday. So Toronto is in the playoffs for the NBA Finals. The East, they are the champions in the East, and they will be playing the champions in the West. And the champions in the West have been waiting for them for like 5 days because they won 4 games straight to win the West, and that's the Golden State Warriors. So they've been resting, waiting on the Eastern Conference to finish their championship playoffs. Now that they're finished, they're playing the Toronto Raptors will represent the East, and they will be playing against the 2-time defending champions, the Golden State Warriors. Yes, the Warriors have a very strong team, and I believe that they should win. They should beat Toronto in 4 games. I'll say 5. Toronto might win a game, but Golden State should win 4 in a row because I don't think it's going to be much competition. But then again, I bet Milwaukee was going to beat Toronto, and Milwaukee lost, and I bet Boston was going to beat Milwaukee, and Boston lost. So I don't know. I'm not making good picks right now. But I did pick that it was going to be a 5-game series, and all of them went 5 or 6 games like I predicted. So now we just have to wait to see what the NBA Finals is going to look like. It's the Toronto Raptors representing the East Conference will be playing the Golden State Warriors. The 2-time defending world champions, back-to-back world champions, will be playing the Toronto Raptors. So, starting on Tuesday night, or is it Wednesday? I got to look at my schedule and check for sure. But it's either Tuesday or Wednesday, the competition will start for the NBA Finals to see who's going to be the world champion basketball team this year for 2019. So pay attention. Pull up your TVs and look for the games that are scheduled to play starting this week. It'll be the Toronto Raptors representing the Eastern Conference champions, and they will be playing against the Golden State Warriors. And the Golden State Warriors are the favorites. They're the 2-time defending champion, back-to-back, 2 years in a row. So now they will be playing to defend their world championship title. So they're the favorites right now. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday or Wednesday when they have the first game of the playoffs. It'll be the NBA Finals for the World Championship. So let's see. I'm predicting Golden State in 5 games. I say Toronto Raptors will win 1 game, and Golden State will win 4 out of the 5. So we'll see. We'll see how close my prediction is, because I believe in Golden State. I know Toronto Raptors had a hard time getting to the finals, so this will be the first time they'll ever play in the NBA Finals Championship Series. They've never been there before, so we'll see what they can do against the two-time defending world champions, Golden State Warriors. So we'll see what happens. And that will start tomorrow or Wednesday this week. So check your TV, guys, so you can see what day the game starts. And tune your TV to that channel to watch an exciting game. It should be really exciting. All right. DJ Papa D, play some music, drop a commercial spot, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Happy Memorial Day. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down. And the bike would bounce down the street. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? That's right, we're broadcasting worldwide on our radio show. We're broadcasting on 7 continents. That's every continent on the planet. That's right, we're broadcasting in everybody's neighborhood, in everybody's house, in everybody's city, in everybody's country around the world. Yep, so tell all your relatives to tune in to the radio show and listen to G-Money as he tells his story of interesting times in his life. Well, today is Memorial Day, and I want to memorialize two of my friends that have passed on, and they're now in heaven looking down on me and looking down on the things that I'm doing to improve life for everybody around the world. But I want to tell you a story of the last time the three of us got together. My friend that was a couple years younger than me, he's like 4 years younger than me, but he was my best friend in Los Angeles, California. He's recently passed on because he had kidney failure. He was on dialysis and he didn't stop drinking, and it killed him. And so he died because he didn't give up any alcohol. And I was in Las Vegas and he was in Los Angeles, and I wasn't there to tell him to stop drinking. And I guess nobody else told him that if he kept drinking, it would kill him, as he was already on dialysis. So anyway, my friend Dennis, this story goes out to you. And my other buddy's name was Robert Keel, and we call him Bobby, and he's passed on also. He was killed in a car accident, and that's really funny because the story I'm going to tell you was a situation similar to what he was involved in. So I want to dedicate the story that I'm telling today to two of my best friends, Bobby Keel and Dennis Butler. And Bobby was a year younger than me, and Dennis was 4 years younger than me. But we were all buddies, and we all lived in the same neighborhood, and we hung out together, and it was a good time. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. One day, we decided that we were going to go to Hollywood to a concert dance at the Hollywood Palladium in Hollywood. We went there to see a band that was playing. They were new and upcoming, and today they're world famous. But I'll get to that, who they are. Anyway, we met at the Ramada Inn in Carson, and my buddy Bobby had his daddy's Mercedes Benz. His daddy let him drive his Mercedes. Because Bobby had a Volkswagen, and since it was the three of us going together to this concert, to this dance, we were going to Hollywood, so we wanted to go and ride in style. So his daddy, Bobby's daddy, let him drive the Mercedes. So we met at the Ramada Inn, and we drove to Hollywood. Now, when we were at the Ramada Inn, Bobby had been drinking. And so when we got ready to leave to go to Hollywood, to the concert, to the dance, Bobby was so drunk that he couldn't drive his own car. He couldn't drive his daddy's car. And since I was the least drunk out of the three of us, I drove. So we got in the car and we left the Ramada Inn and we jumped on the freeway and we drove to Hollywood. And we went to the Palladium. And the Palladium is a big, giant ballroom with a concert stage. And they had a band that was playing in concert. And we wanted to go. We didn't have tickets to get in, but we thought if we got down there, we would know somebody that would get us in. So we drove all the way to Hollywood, and we parked in the parking lot, and then we got out of the car, and we walked over to the Palladium to see if we could get in. Well, since Bobby was drunk, I drove the car, and I drove all the way to Hollywood, and then I parked the car in the parking lot. And when we got out the car, Bobby asked for the keys. And I told him, I said, you can't drive because you're drunk. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to drive. I just want to be able to hold my daddy's keys because I don't want you to lose them. I want to be responsible for the keys. And I said, oh, okay, I guess that's all right. But you can't drive, Bobby, because you're drunk. And he's like, yeah, I know, I know. And I said, okay. And I gave him the keys, even though it was against my better judgment. But I figured that he was going to be with us, and he wouldn't be trying to drive because he was drunk. So we got up to the door. And we couldn't get in the front door, so we had to find another way to get into the dance. And the Palladium holds like 5,000 people in the dance hall, and then they have a stage where they have the band set up and perform on stage. So we were trying to get in, and the three of us had divided up to see how we could get in, as we figured we couldn't get in all three of us together. It would be, we'd have a better chance of getting into the dance if we go in one at a time. So we split up, and everybody did their own thing to try to get into the dance. and I went to the back door, and I got in with the security guards that were monitoring the back door of the dance hall. So they opened the door and let me in. Since I was by myself, they let me in. When they opened the door, I went in with them. And I got to get into the dance that way. Well, I don't know how Bobby got in. I think he knew some people. And I don't know how Dennis got in, but I think he knew some people. And they eventually got into the dance. And we met inside the dance by the stage. So we met, and, you know, Dennis was hanging out with me, but Bobby was running around talking to everybody because Bobby is a social butterfly, and he was just going all over the place. Plus, he was drunk, too, so he was just talking to everybody. Well, me and Dennis were drunk, but we weren't as drunk as Bobby was. But we decided that we were going to buy some drinks at the bar. So we bought some more drinks, and we were drinking, and we were hanging out in front of the band. And the band that was playing that night was Sister Sledge. That's right. It was Sister Sledge was the band that was playing. They were a new band that had come out on the scene, and they had made their debut in Los Angeles. And I had dated the youngest sister, Kathy, that was the lead singer in the band. But I didn't know that she was in the band. I had dated her, but I didn't know that she was. I knew she was a singer, but I didn't know she was singing in the band. So I was really surprised the day that I was dancing with her and everything, and she had to leave and go up on stage with the band. So that's how I found out she was the singer with the band. Well, this particular night, she's up there with the band, and they're performing. And me and Dennis are drinking, and Bobby's drinking, and we're just socializing with everybody. I'm talking to the girls. My boy Dennis is hanging out with me, and Bobby is going around the room talking to all of these girls and trying to get their phone numbers, and he's just flirting with everybody because he's on one. And he's just having a good time. Well, at the end of the night, we left to go out to the parking lot to get in the car. And Bobby had disappeared. And when we got to the parking lot, we found out that Bobby's car was gone. And I said, oh, no, he's driving the car? Oh, that's not good because he's going to be drunk and he's going to drive and he has to drive all the way into L.A. and then going past L.A., he had to go to Carson? And I was like, that's not good. He's not going to be able to make it, because we're not going to be there to help guide him while he's driving. So we had to walk around and see if we could find somebody to give us a ride back to the city. And we made it back home that night. And we asked, well, we went home and went to bed because we were drunk too. And we went to sleep. And I got up the next day, like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I called Bobby's house and his mother said that Bobby wasn't home. Well, I thought Bobby was just out. I didn't know that he hadn't made it home from the concert. I thought he was just out, you know, traveling through the city, hanging out with some of his friends. So me and Dennis got together, and we hung out all day, and we ended up going to the Ramada Inn that night, and we were talking with everybody, and we were socializing, and I was DJing, and then I had finished DJing, and I was dancing with the girls at the Ramada Inn, just doing my usual ambassador thing. And Dennis was talking to some people, and we were socializing. And somebody asked us if we had gone to the concert with Bobby. And we said, yeah, we went to the concert with Bobby. But Bobby was drunk when we left the Ramada, so I drove to the concert. And they said, oh, well, have you seen Bobby today? And I said, no, he's out. I called his house, but he's not at home. He's out. And the person told me, they said, well, we heard that Bobby was in an accident. And I said, what? Oh, no, because he was drunk. He wasn't supposed to drive. So now I find out, I hear that he was in an accident, and I'm all concerned now. So I tell Dennis, and we call the hospital and find out he's in the hospital, and we go to visit him. And when we get to the hospital, he's in the bed, and he got a neck brace on, and he got a broken arm, and he got a cast on his arm, and he got a broken leg, and he got a cast on his leg. And I'm looking at him saying, man, why did you drive? And he's like, well, I thought I could make it home okay. And we were like, but you were too drunk to be trying to drive. You needed to, you know, wait on me to have me drive you home like we drove up there. You were too drunk. And he said, yeah, I know, but I thought I could make it, and I ended up having an accident. I hit some cars, and somebody ran a light and hit me, and I said, oh, man, but are you all right, other than the fact that you got a broken leg and a broken arm? Did you break your neck, or they just got that in traction? And he was like, no, my neck is all right. They just wrapped it up because I came in and I was hurting. So they wrapped up my neck, but I didn't break my neck or my shoulders or nothing. So I'm okay. And I said, all right, well, I'm glad to hear that. So he eventually got out the hospital, and we were driving around in my car, and we were hanging out, and, you know, we were talking about the party that we went to, and everybody wanted to know how the party was and everything, and we told them it was a good time, and we had a great time, and we got drunk, and it was a good party. Except Bobby had taken off trying to drive, and he was too drunk to drive. So that's how he ended up in the condition that he's in. But anyway, that's what happened with Bobby. So we were hanging out at the Ramada Inn, and we were socializing. We were doing our thing like we usually do on the weekend. And Bobby went home, and he was drinking, and he was out of his cast and out of his leg cast and out of his arm cast, and he was driving his Volkswagen around the city, and he was drinking again, and he ended up having a car accident that killed him. Now, this didn't happen right after we went to the concert. This happened a couple of years later, but that's how Bobby died. He killed himself drinking and driving. And I want to tell everybody on Memorial Day, don't drink and drive, people. It's not worth it. Find a cool, calm, and collected place to sit back and get full if you need to, but don't drive. You can drink all day long. You can get pumped up, but don't drive, because that's not the thing to do. So that's the end of the story. Now it's time for a commercial break. DJ Papa D, take over the show. And it's Memorial Day. And we'll be back in a minute for more of the show. New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car, and I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Jesus, red and the one. my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm glad that you tuned in to our radio show today. Today is Monday, Memorial Day. And I just did a dedication to two of my old friends that I'm missing very much now. They've passed on to greater pastures. And I wanted to say that Memorial Day is the day that we give memory to all of the soldiers and the people that have passed on. I'd like to say I'm missing everybody, but I'm thanking them for their time that they spent with me and the time that they spent dedicated to fighting for my freedom and for my cause, for me to be alive and doing what I'm doing in Las Vegas. So, everybody, I say today is the day that we give praise and we give honor to those that have gone before us. And we thank them for their dedication to helping us be the country that we are because of their sacrifice and their suffering. We're able to do the things that we're able to do in the world today. Because the United States is the greatest country on the planet, and we have the opportunity to do a lot of things for everybody. And there are hundreds of people, thousands of people that are trying to get into the country because they heard that this is a great place to grow up and to live and to raise their family. So we're saying thank you to all of the soldiers that died on our behalf. And I want to thank all of my friends that have passed on, that gave me the opportunity to be the best I could be, as I constantly try to make everybody happy and to do the right thing with everybody. So today is Monday. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, and we'll be back on the air Thursday and Friday. And hopefully on Friday we can get people to call in to tell us what their solutions to the homeless situation is, because our Friday show is dedicated to solving the homeless problem, not only in Las Vegas, but every country in the world. So we want people to call in and tell us what they're doing to help homeless people live a better life. And that'll be on Friday. So that's the show. That's what it's dedicated for on Friday. And I'm hoping that my show reaches everybody around the world so that people can be involved in what we're doing to help the homeless. All right. Well, I want to thank DJ Papa D, my engineer, for his DJing skills. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for his promotion skills and promoting the radio show. So, to everybody else around the world, happy Memorial Day. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good night. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.